meeting. I'll bring this in order. I'm gonna try to pass the budget here, but everybody agrees to it and what we decided on the last time we talked about it. Anybody have any questions about it?
No.
Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Yeah, if anybody has any questions for Becca, I told her we just called her. She didn't need to be here.
No.
I think we're back at that point.
I mean, she explained it pretty well when she was here the last time.
Well, I can make a motion to accept the budget as is.
Okay. Tim made a motion. Do I hear a second on this?
This isn't really a motion type thing, is it?
Yeah, it's just a motion to give to the city council.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, you are correct. Okay.
So we don't really need a second, just.
We'll hand it over, review.
We'll just all agree and pass on to the full council.
Said you'll ship them soon as you find them.
I'll try and get them.
I didn't say we'd turn. Overall.
Well, the glory was short term, wasn't it? Well, this means you turned it.
Trying to.
Now you can hold your day bell.
Meeting to order. If everyone would stand, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing for the invocation, Heavenly Father, please bless all those in attendance and bless this council and help make the best decisions for the people of Lewistown. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Clerk, can you call the roll, please?
Oliver to Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Lee Ferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum. If everyone had a chance to look at the minutes, April 8th, 2025 meeting. Have any additions, corrections, questions? We have a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Clerk's report. Cindy?
I don't think I have anything new. Just looking into grants and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
Got the annual one done for the ARPA money, so that's about it.
All right, thank you. Treasurer's report. Treasurer's absent. Attorney's report. Mr. Collins.
I prepared the memorandum regarding ASDA formation criteria and requirements under section part 301 of title 29 of the administrative code. So I know you guys love having an additional 5-6 pages to read when you get in here right before the meeting, so got that into you. But if you have questions about that as the meeting goes on, let me know. That's it for me.
All right, thanks, sir. Engineer's report. I didn't see Mr. Plavitt. Public comments. Anyone in this wish to address this council? Hearing and seeing no one, we'll move on to committee reports. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Sally Clark.
We had a meeting prior, and go ahead and pass the budget. As we discussed.
I move we pass the 2025 budget as.
Well, we're not, we can't do that at this time. When we get to that in business.
It's down below.
It's all shot down my limit.
Is that all you have?
That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Sewer, Alderman Spotlow.
Anything new than what we reported last meeting?
I don't know if you mentioned we're getting a new panel for the lift station on South Lift Station. That one was over 20 years old, and I guess it engineers and other stuff, so got one on order. We're just waiting for it to get in stock, and then we'll get that installed. We are getting by with one pump working right now there. Just waiting for a whole new panel. They don't make parts for the old one anymore.
All right. Any anything else?
No.
All right, thank you. Streets and Alleys, Alderman Dave Livingston.
I have nothing, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA, Alderman Bradmore.
The only thing I have, I guess I have a question for the city attorney on the paragraph C. This would be a requirement, correct? That we'd have evidence that the ESDA coordinator provides the political subdivision a paid emergency management work effort, so you'd have to have 50% of the...
Let me grab that.
So we'd have to show that he works 20 hours per week, correct? Paid.
So are you talking about on the first page there?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, when you have accreditation through IEMA, you have to show everything in this, in this list.
That's what I wanted to be sure.
So there's, and it's confusing to read that code because they talk about two different things. Accreditation and certification. So accreditation is through IEMA by itself. So that's like the, that's like the blue ribbon. And then certification is just kind of like the you participated ribbon, right? So I think because you're eligible to apply for the EMA grants and the programs that they have available, reimbursements, what have you, if you're actually accredited, they want a lot more detail and a lot more kind of proof that there's boots on the ground for these programs than just certification. So that is correct. Okay. All those are required.
Okay, yeah. To be accredited, you have to fulfill those obligations.
Yes.
Okay.
So if we just stay non-mandated, we just wouldn't get grants and stuff like that, right?
If you are non-mandated, you're either certified or you're accredited. So okay. If you're not accredited, you wouldn't get the grants if you're just certified. That's as I, that's what I understand. I haven't talked to anybody from IEMA.
Right.
I wouldn't even know who to call. I'm happy to do that. But just reading the code, it specifically references that accredited, non-mandated ESDA units are eligible for grant funding and reimbursement. And that's the only one it references besides the mandated. So that was my black and white kind of view of the reading.
That's why I asked you to look into that, because it was, I thought that's the way it was, but I just wanted confirmation.
Yeah, there's no question A through D are required, and B, I highlighted, you know, by bold and underlined, italicized those four things that it has to be all of them. Population,
sure.
Size, concentration, insufficiency of county as the resources, concentration of emergency management resources, and then it goes on through, like I said, C and D, more stuff that you have to show. And I don't know what our situation is or how they're compensated or any of that kind of stuff. I haven't really been briefed on that, but to my knowledge, we're not doing anything qualified.
We would meet the requirements.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So what are we going to do about this then?
Well, you're either going to have to go through the county to get certified, or you're going to have to get do the process to get accredited, but we don't have a 20-hour work week for our ESDA director. So we can't meet that requirement to be accredited at this point.
So then the only choice is to go through the county is what you're saying.
That's what it appears to me, or we employ somebody 20 hours a week for ESDA that we don't currently have.
And that doesn't mean you'd be able to show the rest of it either.
Right, and I don't know that we can meet the other requirements, but...
There's more to it than what we thought.
Hmm?
There's more to it than what we thought.
Oh, there's a lot more. The paperwork's going to be crazy. So, what action do we take on this now?
I don't know that there is any action to take now, but we need to make... obviously we can't, we don't have anything planned here, but we've got to get figured out if we're going to have an ESDA. And if we are, we're going to have to work with the county director to certify our ESDA. That's where we're at. That's the way I read it.
Okay.
And I think that's what the attorney's telling us.
Correct. Yeah, if you look on the next to last page of the last page.
301-520.
Correct. That's the information that has to be submitted to the county director in order to become certified, which we spoke briefly after the meeting last time, I believe, just in general about what these EOPs look like, and it didn't sound like that was a major deal.
Yeah,
they're kind of boilerplate. But as far as the balance of those documents, one of them is an exercise. I'm guessing that's like a physical run through of what would happen.
They do simulation and drill.
So anyway, you have to do, submit proof that that's taking place and all that good stuff in there, but it's not going to be a straightforward application, fill out and hand it to them. It's going to be a pretty detailed application, I believe. Well, again, I don't have any experience with IMA. But my little dicta at the end of that memo, second page, was basically, you know, I understand there's some speculation at least that Mr. Helling wouldn't approve us based upon our participation in our Lewistown ASDA. If that's the case, then I think it's appropriate that we contact IEMA and attempt to ascertain whether or not there's a review process or appeal process through them, or whether they want us to go directly to the county board, which is fine with me as well. We can do either of those, but it seems weird that they would vest so much authority in a director of a local chapter of ASDA and not have an administrative at least appeal process.
So, I guess it doesn't matter now, but where did we lose the authority to do it?
Your certifications can only last 4 years.
Okay.
So that has to be redone. Minimum of 2 years, maximum of 4 years. It has to be recertified. These plans have to continue to be submitted. The certification has to continue to be granted. And on the certification, according to this section, they have to specify when it terminates.
Okay.
So it can be anywhere within that 2 to 4 year period. But it does terminate. So
that's where we lost the authority.
Well, when we did away with our ESDA and didn't have ESDA for all the years,
yeah,
then 2018, or it looked like 2018 is one of the sections I found that they started this kind of process.
Okay.
So we wouldn't be...
It was probably a little easier then to certify than what it is now.
Probably was if you already had, because you would have had all your documentation.
Yeah, if you don't have a certificate now from the county that says you're good until some date after today, you're reapplying.
Yeah.
Or John Holder when we need you.
So hopefully that helps.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
You want me to get a hold of IEMA and have them send us all the stuff that we would need?
I think we have everything that we need. I think you're gonna. I'll get you a copy of this.
Yeah.
I don't think we can meet the accreditation.
No.
Because we don't have somebody employed 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
For ESDA. And it says paid. It doesn't say volunteered. It does say paid. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the ESDA position was always a big position until the last couple of years.
Right. So, I mean, I'll get you copies of this, and we can reach out and figure out how exactly we're going to proceed.
So this all started with a few guys who just wanted to help their community, and the state is telling you no. Mm-hmm. Ain't freedom a great thing?
Yeah.
Anything else?
All
right, let's move on. Water, Chairman Miller.
I don't have anything at this time.
Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds.
I have nothing. Thank you. Probably get a couple things.
I don't have nothing. Got the garage door fixed down the street. They fixed it today. Got that new motor in.
All right, thank you. Tourism, Alderman Miller.
Spring Forward, I guess that's what they call it, is coming up in the next couple of weeks, so the town's going to be busy that weekend. So, other than that, that's all I have.
All right, thank you. Tiff, Alderman Spotlin.
New business, we have the ordinance to approve the Billy Simmons TIF application.
All right. Citizens Committee, has anyone heard from Amanda? Mm-hmm. Christmas Committee? Don't see Kenny. Economic Development Committee? Don't see Aaron. Mm-hmm. Public Works Report, Mr. Palmer.
We've been working on a few sinkholes around town. We've had quite a day. A few more popped up. The major one was up here, but we investigated it, checked the old tunnel, had the sewer line camera, and we don't see no issues with that, so we dug around with everything, and currently just backfilled right now, some sand cleaned out all the mud. We don't know all the water leaks in the past, slowly undermined the road and moved some of the old brick, you know, and fell in and caved in, so we're checking that out. Another sinkhole out towards the high school, the guys working on that today. Just a lot of sinkholes, and it's just little pieces on the pipe that's probably been happening a long time. That one was just a metal part. The mower that you guys had okayed, I'm still looking at that stuff. I'm gonna have to put it back on. The one that I ordered, they contacted me last week and told me that they can't get that option no more. So they can give me a mower just like it with different option on the transmission motor combo, at the same price, but I told them I want to look around. So I was pretty set on one combination that we had set up, and that's why we put that in for getting approved. And so just been looking for mowers. Other than that, we got a lot of brush down bottom. We'll probably have a fire here soon, so hopefully the wind's blowing the right way. They're not blowing, so go straight up. A lot of brush.
All right, thank you, Evan. All right, moving on, we don't have any unfinished business. New business. American Legion would like permission to put hometown hero banners up on the light poles on Main Street. Does anyone have any information on this?
I do. I don't know if anybody's, I don't know all the towns. I know I went through Rushville and seen this, and I thought it was very humbling. It was absolutely beautiful and breathtaking of their hometown heroes, deceased and living, and firemen, EMTs, you know, anyone that's a hero in their town. And what they did, they had, like the shows in your packet, there's different sizes to these flags. And we were looking at the poles, and we're probably going to have to go imagine the same size that the high school had when COVID was on. And Evan said he still got brackets. Do you still have those brackets for those?
I'd have to see, because I don't know if they come and got them back.
I still see some.
Elaine Stone would be the one to talk to.
Who, Elaine Stone?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's who I always grabbed everything off of.
I just think it'd really be a nice added attraction to our town. And I know there's several people, I've kind of talked to different people, and they're wanting to sign up right now, you know, and they have to, like they had to buy the bricks, they'd have to buy the flags for their loved one. And I was just wanting to see if the city would give us the okay to use the light poles, and then we're gonna get a hold of Ameren, and we have to fill out a application thing to put them on the Ameren poles too. So all I'm asking, if we could use the light poles.
New Holland and Mason City and Lincoln and most of towns in Logan County have them. So.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. That's pretty much the same thing we did for like the school. Had school put up their...
Yeah, when they couldn't had COVID and they couldn't have their graduation.
Yeah.
And that's what we like to do with our servicemen and our heroes. And like in front of the courthouse, we have Bob and Chisholm. We start in the center with them too and have them honored with flags. And then we'll want Bob Stevenson and Chisholm, and then we'll want out each direction that way.
And most of them are left up year-round over there.
Yeah, they leave them up year-round. They said we talked to ones in Rushville and are very durable. And they said the only one they had trouble with was down by the Dairy Queen, and the semi kept hitting it, so they had to move it. But other than that, they're very, very durable. And they're very nice, and it says so just pretty much what I showed you here. So all I need to know if y'all would let us do that.
No problem.
So do we need a motion here?
Is
that what we're asking for?
We can do a motion.
If they want approval.
Second, but we don't have to do roll call.
Right. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Trying to keep this process moving.
I move to approve the use of putting up honor flags.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Legion, thanks you very much.
All right, next, approve the engineer agreement for work on Catholic Cemetery. Evan, anything to add to that?
The work on that will do, I guess they do this at a lot of townships / windmill farms, you know, hauling stuff in and out. They run into road problems because nobody's roads were built for that kind of travel. But they do, they'll come in and they'll grind it up and mix it with this cement mix, is what I'll call it. And they'll get that set and they'll grade it all up. And then they'll come in and do an A2 resurface treatment on it, which would be like old chip, and they've had success. The portion that we're doing on this will be from the bottom of Hall of East, Hall of East, going north, and it will stop there at Fiber Optic. That's as far as we're going off that price there. And for the fall, we would hope to do the next section and then head up Fiber for that.
Are we waiting on a motion to approve this or what?
Yes, sir.
Then I'll do that.
All right.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the engineer's agreement for work on the Catholic Cemetery. Is this something we have to roll call vote for? All right, roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Are you ready, Jimmy? Pay attention.
Next, we'll move on to the appropriation ordinance budget. We have any discussion on the budget? Have no discussion on the budget.
You tried to.
I got called down twice and I didn't get the first time.
Okay.
I already typed it.
Can I read my name?
I'll second Jimmy's two motions.
All right, I have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Go ahead and pretend I did that. Leave it on there.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Budget's approved. Moving on, the Billy Simmons TIF agreement.
John, we just need to approve the ordinance. We already approved the grant on the TIF. Now we got the ordinance from the attorney. We just need to approve, so I'll make the motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the TIF ordinance. No further discussion. A roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Mayor Lee Perry.
Aye. All right. Bill's approved. Everyone, moving on, we have no other business to discuss. Has everyone had a chance to look at the bills?
I move that all bills brought to indoors be paid.
Second.
Motion and a second to pay the bills. Roll call vote.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Bills paid. Does anyone need a closed session? No closed session. There'll be no closed session.
Adjourned.
All right, this meeting is adjourned. Thank everyone for coming. May God bless you all.
Thank you for your service.
And good night. You're welcome.